Isaiah 58:12, then your ancient ruins will be rebuilt, and you will restore the foundations from past generations. Then you will be called the repairer of broken walls, the restorer of streets to live on. Yesterday's verse described God's blessings like an oasis in the desert. Today we see the Lord's hand of grace described as a construction site. When you consider how the Israelites must have been feeling in captivity, these were encouraging words. They had been torn away from their homeland. The temple had been completely destroyed. Their crops and possessions had been pillaged. Nothing was left of the place they had once called home. Now this, another great promise from the true and living God, the rebuilding, reconstruction of their capital city. Israel would return home and be restored to their old homeland. It's a bright spark in a dark world to all who follow the Lord in faith. Sin brings hardship, destruction, and suffering. God in grace provides life, salvation, and a home of eternal peace. Our prayer from Christian Worship Hymnal 214. Jerusalem the golden, with milk and honey blessed, the sight of it refreshes the weary and oppressed. I know not, oh, I know not, what joys await us there, what radiancy of glory, what bliss beyond compare. Amen.